Citing improper arguments by the prosecution, the Alaska Court of Appeals on Friday overturned the murder conviction of a 25-year-old Ketchikan man who was found guilty about 5.5 years ago. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
In January 2012, at the age of 19, Devin Rossiter was convicted of second-degree murder for the March 2011 stabbing death of 45-year-old Nick Stockelrote. Rossiter never denied stabbing Stockelrote. He claimed during his jury trial that he acted in self-defense after Stockelrote confronted him at the Valner View trailer park. On the evening of March 12, 2011, then 18-year-old Rossiter had been drinking with friends at a residence in the trailer park. He wanted a cigarette and went door-to-door asking for one. One of the doors Rossiter knocked on belonged to John and Mary Stockelrote, the victim's parents. John Stockelrote told the teen no and went back inside. Soon after, the prosecution said Nick Stockelrote arrived at the home and found the teen going through his parents' car. According to court records, Stockelrote grabbed Rossiter to talk to him and remove him from the vehicle, and that's when Rossiter stabbed Stockelrote. According to KRBD's 2012 coverage of the trial, defense attorney Sam McQuarrie told the jury that Rossiter feared for his life and believed he might be raped, killed, or kidnapped. The defense argued that Rossiter should be convicted of manslaughter rather than murder. The prosecutor, James Scott, repeatedly told the jury in his closing statements that the only way the jury could find Rossiter not guilty of murder is if they believed Stockelrote deserved to die. A PowerPoint presentation included slides that also made that claim. The jury deliberated for 2 days before returning with a guilty verdict. In its order reversing the conviction, the Alaska Court of Appeals cited the prosecution's closing arguments and PowerPoint presentation. The opinion states that both, quote, grossly mischaracterize the law of self-defense. According to the opinion, the claim of self-defense means a jury must decide whether a defendant used deadly force as a reasonable response to an actual threat or the reasonable belief that they're threatened. Whether the victim deserved to die should not be part of that decision, according to the court opinion. The appeals court also states that the prosecutor improperly argued that Rossiter's claim of self-defense was a ruse made up by the defense attorney. The appeals court states that the cumulative effects of the prosecution's improper arguments undermined the fairness of Rossiter's trial. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.